What's up, guys? Carl with Nui Outdoors. You listen to the Real Talk Podcast. And on this episode, we got Haley Mills and Lexi Adams, and they're going to share with us what it's like to be a girl in the fishing world. So that's going to be interesting to hear. And but listen, the Nui Outdoor Fishing Expo is going to be February 16th through the 18th at the Clarence Brown Conference Center. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Last year was great. But enough of that. Let's get right into the show. All right, Haley. So listen, how did you get into fishing? Like, what made you start fishing?
I went out with my dad one time.
Okay.
And then I like fell in love with it because he was tournament fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I wanted to start tournament fishing.
Okay. So he got you into wanting to tournament fish.
Yes.
How long has he been tournament fishing?
Since he was a little boy.
Okay. So for a long time.
Long time.
Okay. Well, and so when did you fish? How old were you when you fished your first tournament?
I was in sixth grade. So I was.
Okay. You're young.
Yeah. 11 or 12.
Okay, nice. So, it was it just for like a nighttime tournament or something, or did you?
No,
actually
it
fish?
Was the Northwest Georgia High School Anglers Association.
Oh, they started
the high school. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know they started that early.
Heck. That's where I started.
Yeah. No, that's cool. So you've been doing that your whole fishing career, I guess, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So well, that's fun. Do you have any good any big wins?
My sixth grade year, I caught an 8-10 at Gunnersville.
Oh, yeah.
And that put me in big fish runner-up at the end of the year.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. That's pretty good. Yeah, runner-up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Runner-up.
So, well, what was the big fish for the season?
Wait, for mine?
No, for yours runner-up.
Oh, I think it was like 12.
Oh, wow. Oh, dang. Ooh. Okay.
Nine.
So, well, okay.
I remember a 12 being caught the next day, though.
Yeah, wow.
Man.
On Gunner, or where was that one at?
I think it was Chickamauga. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Dan Colton, have you caught any eights?
No.
Lexi, you caught any eights?
I think my PB is a 2.
I know you got at least a 3.5.
Okay, a 3.5.
But Lexi hasn't been in it too long. How long have you been in it?
No, since 2020. COVID happened. Wow. Carl made me go fish.
Yeah, I was like, let's go fishing.
And it was springtime, so I kind of like...
Yeah, for some reason, Alatoona was that
it
year.
It was on fire.
It was. I mean, schooling fish everywhere. I haven't seen it like that in a while. So,
no.
Not since then. But it was killer, and she kind of got hooked into it.
So, I got a question for you, actually.
Oh, God. What is that?
When did you start fishing?
Okay. I mean, I've been fishing since I was a kid, but I would say when I got into fishing, like really got into fishing, was about the time. What mean you're talking about when I bought that fishing gear from you? So her dad's off camera right now. But that was 2006?
2005 or
6. 2006. But that's when I really got into tournament fishing when I got my first boat, which is about 7 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So that's when I got into it, like really got into it, not just beating the banks and fishing in ponds. So now what about you, Colton, now that we're in this whole thing?
Well, my first tournament was actually one of yours.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that before. Yeah, forget about that.
It was one
was
of yours.
Was that Gatewood?
Yeah,
it had to be out of Gatewood.
It was out of Gatewood. I remember I was like, I think I was like 15. I bought a bass boat when I was 15. And I texted Carl on Facebook. And I said, do you have to be 18 to fish? And I think he said, no, as long as you can drive the boat or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, if your parents let you fish, who am I to not let you fish? But I think so.
And I got my grandpa to come drop me off. He can't pick me back up.
That's funny. How'd you end up doing in your first tournament?
I don't really remember. My stepbrother was with me, and we didn't catch any fish the whole time. And he actually called his grandpa, Mike Lohner.
Oh, really?
He's like, what did we do? He's like, throw a crankbait. So we didn't throw a point big. We went through Ned Riggs, red top. I actually caught like a 2-pound largemouth over there.
Oh, really?
That's all we weighed in, I think.
Why didn't you throw a crankbait? Mike Lohner, he told you what to do.
We didn't know like at that time, you know? We didn't really, we were just out there doing it. We didn't even know fishing was like competitive as it was.
It's very competitive. Yeah, you know, Haley, you fish tournament. How many tournaments do you think you fish now?
That's a lot.
Just
take a guess.
At least 100, I'd
say. Okay. I mean, that's a lot of tournaments.
Yeah.
Now what's your PB?
8-10.
Oh, that was your PB. Yeah. That's your PB. Now, what's your PB on small fish? Because, you know, we just had that small fish tournament, which...
It was probably that 19-ounce fish.
19-ounce. I mean, wait.
That was our total weight.
That was total.
We weighed one of them with the scales, and it was like 0.07. And I was like...
Oh, my God. Wow. You know, that tournament was... it was all right, but honestly, I was over it.
The first 2 hours, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I'm done with this. Can we catch a small fish? The next one, we weighed in at 0.11, three fish.
And it's the 11. Only envelope I've ever won at a tournament.
It was fun, though. Yeah, it was really fun.
I didn't understand going into it. Like, I didn't think it was going to be what it was. I thought, like, 3 pounds was going to win it.
Yeah, no, I was like, there's no size limit on Alatoona for spotted bass.
Right.
So, if there's no size limit, I mean... You're in the tournament to catch the smallest fish. Mm-hmm. And those guys were out there fly fishing. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even think about that.
People didn't understand it either. Like on weight giveaways, it was like 1.65. Like people were guessing 1 pound, 2.
So you definitely didn't win.
I figured everyone was going to throw like a Ned rig or something like that.
That's what I figured people were going to do. They're going to, you know, they come in 12 inch minimum during tournaments.
Yeah. Right.
For Alatoona, it is. So I figured people were going to try to come in there with those 11 inch fish, there's 10 inch fish. Mm-hmm. And me, I was thinking like, I'm just going to throw a little crappy jig the whole time. And that's what we did.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we ended up getting like fifth place. So we had like 20 something boats that first night.
Yeah.
And, then the next week we weighed in that 0.11. We threw a tiny rooster tail.
It was hard to cast. Yeah.
Oh, it was hard to cast. It was pretty much casting with like sewing thread to get it out there. So, but we won that. It was 280 bucks.
Yeah,
richer.
That's true.
And then I quit those. It just, I think
he won and quit.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah. If I can win it, I'm out of there. It wasn't enjoyable to me, and I think it was enjoyable the first time. Like, oh, I'll see what it's about.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not that fun. I mean, like, it was fun for, like I said, the first hour and a half, 2 hours. Right. After that, I'm ready to catch a big fish, you know, big as I can. So we tried it, had a good time, and moved on, really fun. So our stuff will be starting back up. We ain't put out no dates yet, but around mid-September or so. So that's when we're going to start.
Normal fish. Normal
normal tournaments. Yeah, three fish out of Gatewood, 5:30, 9:30. Probably going to – let me ask you this. Do you like – let me ask everybody. Do you like pot tournaments or like a points tournament?
Pot.
Mm-hmm. Colton.
Man, I don't know. Probably points. I like points.
Lexi?
I like points if I don't keep up with it.
Okay. See, I think you're the only one. I think I like points. So, because I like to see where I fall.
It's like in two competitions in one.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I usually,
what, in the top 10 this time?
Top 10. That's usually where I finish is top 10. I can never get past that. But we also lose an hour. I mean, we lose an hour with the blast off and then getting the tournament ready. We lose an hour. So, I don't think that hour would make us, make that big of a difference for us. I think it is what it is. We catch the best we can when we get out there. Mm-hmm. So, so I think we're going to go back with a points tournament. And it seems like I get more boats with a points tournament because then, if you're trying to win.
Right.
You got a reason to come, And if it's hot and like, I'm not feeling it today, well, you won't go if it's a pot tournament.
Right.
Yeah.
But if it's a points tournament, you're like, I got to get there. So,
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. If it rains, now a lot of guys, they still don't care. They won't come. But then there's the other guys that will come. So, Colton, you got a ton of questions here. I want you to ask one.
Okay. Yeah. I do. Really put me on the spot there. Thanks,
Dad. I know. Well, I was trying to read it, but I'm trying to talk.
What's the biggest tournament you've ever fished?
Okay.
Probably the high school tournaments.
Okay.
My sixth grade year. Well, actually, no, I'll take that back. The world final tournament in Wisconsin. It was like 400 boats.
What'd y'all finish?
We finished 65th, I think.
Oh, wow. That's not bad.
Mm-mm. We placed top two in Georgia the first day, and we were sitting in 20th place the first night.
You remember your weights? Was it five fish?
Three.
Oh, okay.
It was nine something the first day. Second day, It was like 7-something, I think.
Yeah. Oh, not bad.
And then the third day, it was awful. Our spot dried up. Oh, and man. Everybody found out where we were fishing, so they went and fished it. And, oh, yeah.
What lake was that?
The Mississippi River.
Oh, okay.
In La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there wasn't no high school fishing when I was in high school. So you and Colton, was
me either, no.
There wasn't none? Mm-mm. So, I mean, would you think, well, you wouldn't have
no,
done that
I wouldn't
in high
have
school.
Done
you would have done
no.
that.
No.
I didn't do it in high school, and I fish.
Did you the last year, didn't you?
I did. I fished 2 tournaments in high school.
Yeah.
I fished one my, I think it was my freshman or eighth grade year, and I sunk my boat.
Oh. How'd you do that?
I forgot to put the plug in. Went up to the safety meeting and came back, and my boat was gone.
The safety meeting.
Did they tell you to keep your plug in your boat at the safety meeting?
I don't even remember. That was terrible. But
that was funny.
And then I fished one towards the end of the I think that was my senior year. And that was it. That was the only 2 high school tournaments I've ever fished.
Mm-hmm. And you didn't do good at either one, huh?
No, I didn't do good at either one.
Okay. Now you're gonna go to college fishing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now what college?
Georgia College in Milledgeville.
Okay. And you got a scholarship fishing?
Mm-hmm. It's just like a club.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. So what's the, I mean, how do they run that? Like, what lakes are you going to be fishing?
We fish like a little club tournament up until like the Bassmaster College Series starts and everything. So we'll fish Lanier, Sinclair, Oconee, and Clark's Hill.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, we went to Oconee one time, didn't we, Lexi?
We sure did. We went bass fishing for a weekend.
Yeah, and it was awful.
We caught 1 catfish.
1 catfish.
That was it.
That was it. So, I love that lake, though. I like Oconee.
Oh, it's so pretty.
Yeah, you ever fish it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a nice lake. Have you ever been down there, Colton?
I passed it, but I never fished it.
Oh, I like it. I mean, I really do.
It's so different than Alatoona. I mean.
Oh, it's completely. It's got seawalls everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
Yeah, docks with, you know. That, sorry, that's our dog going on the floor. So. But we never let her down here, but she always wants to be here, so we're going to let her here tonight. So, well,
I got a question.
Yeah.
What's your favorite lake?
Gunnersville.
Mm. Gunnersville?
I like to throw a frog on the mats.
Yeah. You done that this year?
We went back in the beginning of, no, the end of July. And we went, but we didn't do too good.
No, really? You know, I've never been. I mean, I've been to Gunnersville, but never went up there during the time where I can throw a frog. So it seems like I'm always going in wintertime. Mm. We're so busy in the summertime, we don't get a fish.
Yeah.
I mean, unless it's the tournament, you know, my tournament. It's the only tournament I get a fish. Mm-hmm. So every now and then I get a sneak up to a Tuesday nighter. So.
I'm going to go to Gunnersville probably next weekend, actually.
Are you?
Yeah, now I'm thinking about it.
So you ain't going with me?
I just made my mind up. So
just right then?
Yeah, just right then. I was like, I'm going to go there. So.
Yeah, well, we're going to go to Pigeon Forge for the weekend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, man, Lex. So sure. We're going to go there for a fishing expo. So, but I got a question. Man, Lex, we just kind of talked about it. So is there any challenges out there as a female fisherman? Is there anything different for you guys you feel like?
Just people accusing of cheating. Of so girls especially cheating.
So I wonder why they think girls are cheating.
Yeah.
Because they're girls, I guess. I guess they don't think girls can fish.
They can, though?
We can.
Okay.
See, girl power.
We cleared that up.
You can. For about an hour.
I mean, there's some times that she catches our fish. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is. But also, I would say this, and she will stick to one bait.
I will.
You know,
If I don't catch a fish with a bait within like 10 casts, I'm switching.
Switching it out.
Yeah.
I've gotten better, but I was die hard this one thing. Like, if I could have got it tattooed on me, it would have been a Kytex swim bait. I totally should. I like it. I will say, though, that girls sometimes have an advantage because, like, people will talk about like certain things they use and stuff in front of me or like girls in general. I assume like they don't think I can like understand like what they're throwing or like how they're throwing it. So sometimes
I kind of think you're like dumb to the fishing world.
Yeah. And I am a little bit, but
I wasn't going to say that,
but I'll write it down.
She put it in her notes.
Yeah.
See, I don't know. I didn't think it'd be any different, I guess, really. I just figured it's just somebody else out there fishing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's I want to take both y'all's money.
You do.
Really true.
But I mean, really though, there's a lot of times we fish and I feel like you're talking about how you switch it up.
Mm-hmm.
I switch it up too. You know, I'll switch it up pretty fast, but she'll stick to that same thing. And then she ended up catching the most of fish for the day
mm-hmm.
because she's just stuck with that one thing.
Right.
But, and it's,
I do that too though.
Do you?
I get stuck on one thing and I hate mm-hmm. it. I wish I could switch, but sometimes I just can't. Man.
Or I think sometimes too, I'll switch. But I won't have the same confidence in that other bait. So then I'll just go back to that. Because mm-hmm. I think confidence is a lot of, like, mm-hmm. catching fish. It has to be.
And your baits, yeah. Confidence in your baits.
So
yeah.
What's your confident bait now?
Shaky head.
Okay.
Shaky head.
Shaky
definitely.
Head?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Or right. jerk bait.
Jerk. Or, honestly, I don't fish a jerk
or
bait.
Or jerk bait.
I never fish a jerk bait. What's yours called?
Topwater rat.
But I watch videos of people
and people catch them.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean, I've never used one.
Shaky head for me, honestly. I didn't want to say it, but shaky head, or I've been using a drop shot a little bit more.
Mm.
Swim bait.
I got no crawls.
Completely different.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
A jig.
Wow.
And you're... I get so mad too because I'll be throwing in the same spot as him. He's like, oh, got another one.
A jig, man. There's something about that. A certain jig I like to use, and that just it catches the fish.
Mm-hmm. It does. A certain color, everything. I mean, but it works.
Yeah, for Alatoona, it works for me on Alatoona. Yeah. So mm-hmm. I need to venture out more, go mm-hmm. to more lakes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I need to start doing.
Remember when I was on a dry streak for like 8 months on Alatoona?
8 months.
I was, remember? And then we went to Blue Ridge and I caught that bass.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought it changed my life. I'll get back to Alatoona and catch a fish.
I do remember that. It was like a 3-pounder.
Yeah, it was a good fish. But
what'd you catch it on? You caught it on the... On a contact.
I'm telling you, I'm getting tattooed.
I definitely need to go venture out some more. I did a lot last year, but this year, honestly, I've sucked. Like, everything just felt off in, like, the fishing world.
Really?
Like, with me. I feel like I just need to go out to a different lake. I've been on Alatoona the whole time.
Yeah.
Doing the same thing every time, you know. Maybe I need to switch it up there. I think I'm just going to go somewhere different. Well, I'm going to Gunnersville next weekend, so maybe that will change it up.
There you go.
Yeah, because you just decided that.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, well, I mean, that's good, though. You know, that'd be good for you. Maybe you do some recording.
Yeah.
Show these people what mm-hmm. you catch.
Yeah, well, I definitely will. I'm definitely going to forget.
I think sometimes, too, like, I'm sure Haley, too, like, in their boat, in the tournament, they can go to different parts of the lake. Sometimes I feel like we have a disadvantage, like, because one, our time.
Yeah.
And then, two, we're not going to go as far as they can.
Yeah. I mean, we do fish out of small boat. I just like that. I always have.
Oh, I love it.
I keep debating on getting a new boat. I'm like, no, I don't want a new boat. I like my boat. And
I love that boat.
We have a disadvantage. Well, I say sometimes we have an advantage. We're not spending all that time out.
Chasing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, trying to find a spot. We're just, it is what it is, where we go, and we're just going to fish. So, and it puts us around 10th place. That's what it does for us. But consistently, that's what, I mean, we finished in our series in 10th place. I mean, mm-hmm. I do it almost every year. I can never, I remember my first year was 15th place, mm-hmm. and then I started bumping. Now we just stay at 10th. So you've been fishing with me for how long?
3 years.
Oh, it was, it's 2020. So we mm-hmm. just talked about that. Yeah, 3 years. Yeah. And mm-hmm. Even in the tournaments?
Mm-mm.
How long have you been fishing in tournaments?
Probably two years. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, I've been top 10. So where'd you finish at this year?
Oh gosh, I'm not sure.
You looked at me. I don't remember the place that you finished.
I think it was behind me.
Yeah, it was. It was like 16th or 17th. I think.
I was about to say. I thought it was like 15th.
I kind of want to look it up.
16th. I'm not sure.
Y'all talk about something. You got another question.
Don't look it up because I might have highballed it.
I'm looking it up.
We'll leave it.
You didn't you have something you wanted to ask Haley about?
Oh, I do. So, what was I going to say? Don't look up the place.
It's getting done. Cause now I'm curious, man. I want to know where.
I think it was 17th. I'm going to bet it was 17th.
To bet.
Okay.
I'm willing to. I'm confident enough.
You know what?
What?
We didn't put that on there.
The top 20?
Yeah.
No, we didn't. I have it on my phone.
Well, we cannot get your phone. Okay. We're going to know anyway. So, Haley, go ahead.
Okay. So, I seen something on, I think it might have been your Instagram. It was like the light gators things.
Yep, not Hulk footwear.
Oh, okay. What are those?
They're lighted gators to help you see at night. If you're doing any kind of hunting or hiking, you're going through the woods and you don't have to wear like a headlamp. You can just have it at your feet.
Oh, okay.
So are they on your feet?
They're like on your like legs, and you can like they sit under your knee. The lights do.
Okay, now is it an actual like boot you have to put on?
Mm-mm, you just
it goes stuff. Over your shoe.
Yeah, or
it goes can, on your leg.
It goes on oh, your go, leg. Oh, it goes like, on your leg. Okay. Yeah, or it can go over like your bibs and stuff too.
Oh, okay. Huh.
Yeah.
So some advantages to that, not holding a flashlight. And,
yeah. Especially like fishing at night too, you can see where you're walking on the boat.
Yeah. That's nice.
And, oh, yeah. And if you like kneel down on your knee, like it doesn't mess up the light. It won't crush it or nothing.
I was curious about that. I didn't know if it was like a straight up like knee guard, you know, no, like hard.
Yeah. No, it's.
And what was the name of the company again?
Nighthawk Footwear.
Nighthawk Footwear. Okay. Nighthawk nice. Footwear. Well, check those out. Yeah. So, yes. So you like them though?
I love them.
You recommend them?
I do.
Okay.
10 right. out of 10.
10 out of 10. Okay. 10 out of 10. Okay.
What would your rating be out of 20?
20 out of 20.
Going
solid,
up.
Wow. Pretty solid.
Well, we just got some.
We got some interesting news.
We know what Colton finished in. Now.
I'm going to go to run to the bathroom.
What was it?
17th.
Oh, you're right. 17th. All right, good job. So we're 10th, right?
We're 10th.
So Haley, where'd you finish? You didn't fish it.
No, I didn't.
You should have fished it Thursday nights.
I know. Last year I finished like 6th.
Did you?
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
Fishing partner carried me. I was really trying to think about this, why I did better last year than I did this year. I think it's because I tried way too hard this year.
Yeah.
Like last year, it was just fun, you know? Like I just went out there, you know, I had fun with my partner, but this year I fished solo pretty much all year. I mean, my girlfriend was with me some, but pretty much solo. And,
no offense. Cross two. Me read my Kindle.
Oh, yeah, she did do that. Fair reading.
Yeah. But I think I just tried with you hard, really.
Well, I mean, you say that, but Megan, she puts a whooping on us when it comes to catching bait fish down at the beach.
She does.
Megan Croker.
She kept, like, she we did. Would be sitting there bait fishing, trying to catch bait. Megan would be like, got one.
Oh, got nonstop. Nonstop. Yeah.
We're like, we need bait. Megan, go.
Yeah, Megan, get us bait.
Come back with a 5-gallon bucket full of Croker.
That's what she would do. That was a fun trip.
Yeah, yeah. St. George.
St. George is awesome, man. We caught a lot of fish down there. Oh, yeah. A lot of shark.
Oh, yeah. We caught some nice sharks.
So. We did.
My first shark.
Yeah. Your first shark.
Your first shark.
Oh, yeah, it's all of our first shark. It really is.
First shark.
Have you caught a shark?
Man.
Why not? You don't saltwater fish?
I've never saltwater
fish. You never saltwater fish. Wow. Mm-hmm. You need to get down there. You go to Florida?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't fish when you're in Florida?
No.
We were just fishing from the beach.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we did. Yeah. Beach and the pier. Yeah. Yeah. We went to all these places. We went to Destin, Santa Rosa.
Navarre,
Pensacola. But we went all these places and fish. It was one, mm-hmm. It was one trip. And by far, to me,
St.
George is the best.
Oh yeah,
so the shirt there
for the beach, for the fishing.
Yeah, I mean
for the atmosphere.
Pensacola's beach, you know, Destin's beach are nicer. Yeah, they're nicer, but I like St. George's beach better because it wasn't as crowded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I did like that.
Yeah. So, and the dog.
Yeah, and we brought our dog, and that was
challenging.
Yeah, it was. So,
but she loved it.
Oh, she loved it, yeah. but yeah, we all caught sharks. We caught a lot of sharks.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm.
Carl caught one with his bare hands.
Yeah, I got in the water and I seen it swimming. I went there and got it. So 8-footer.
No.
8 foot.
Eight foot.
He was at least that big. He was at
okay,
least,
okay, I'll give
I would
that
say,
to you.
24 inches. Okay, 20 inches. He was 20 inches.
Okay,
okay.
<dude.
laughs>
No, I'm just kidding. You remember it?
Yeah.
That
was nice. I mean, it's very interesting because you caught it with your hand.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what size shark it is.
Yeah.
You were going to do it again, but you're like, I don't want to mess up those people.
Oh, yeah, I was. Yeah. That's just the kind of things I do. I don't need a rod and reel. But that place down there is fun. If you're going down to the beach, you should do some shark fishing or just some surf fishing. It's a lot of fun. So
it's very simple too. I mean, you just get some bait from the bait shop, some shrimp, some squid, and
Megan caught most of our bait.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but who caught that
stingray?
Yeah,
me.
You caught that stingray. Mm-hmm. We used that stingray. That's what called
our sharks.
Yeah, the
yeah. Colton caught a big shark off the pier.
Yeah, like a 7-footer.
Yeah.
That really, like, it really was like 7 foot.
He fought it for like 30 minutes.
Oh my God.
Like, it was crazy.
He really did. And that one spooled you.
One spooled
her. He couldn't get it tight enough, and it took every bit of the line. Every bit of it. It's pretty cool.
The first time hooking up to a shark, the rod almost got away.
Oh yeah.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. So I had this under my ankle, and I could Colton here.
You can just call me the Flash.
Yeah, that's what he was. So I was trying to get my rod, just like it fell over. We had
sand spikes.
Yeah.
Down the beach.
Yeah, I thought it was in there pretty good. Mm-hmm. And anyway, that shark took it and it took the spike out of the ground, and the rod was going in the water, and Colton flew by me. And I was like, what was that? You know, Colton picks up the rod and sets a hook into that shark. But thankfully it was there, man, because my ankle, I couldn't do it. Oh, it was hurting so bad.
And the sand is about 10 yeah. hours.
But thanks to Colton, I still have my rod, and we caught the fish.
And you have a cool picture of the line.
Yeah, it probably drug, what, 15 foot?
Put the picture up here.
Okay, of the shark?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, we'll put it up here. So I like that. Mm-hmm. It was a good trip. I'm ready to go back. When are we going back?
October.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first week in October.
I'm going back a couple weeks.
I'm sick of vacations. Have you been on vacation?
You're going on vacation next weekend.
That's just for...
It's business.
It's a business trip. So you've been on vacation this year?
This year?
Not since Wisconsin for the World's Final Tournament.
Yeah. And hey, did we already ask you how you finished in that tournament? We did.
Yeah,
that's right. I remember that.
40-something.
60. No, 60. No. Yeah. But out of how many boats?
It was like 400.
That's a lot of boats.
Yeah. That's a lot of boats
in the tournament. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, tell me about that. I mean, you didn't launch at one place. So
yes, we did.
You did? Okay.
Yes. Wow. We all launched the same ramp.
Like different times, maybe?
Yeah, we had different flats. Yeah.
Okay.
What was yours?
The first day we were... won something, and then they reversed it the second day, like put us at the back, so we were like two something, close to the threes, I think.
Oh wow.
That's a lot of boats though.
That's a lot of boats
in the tournament.
Did y'all have to pay an entry fee or
no.
So what kind of boat do you fish in?
2023 921 Elite Phoenix.
Oh, so y'all got a brand new boat.
Yeah.
Nice. So What engine? Mercury?
Mercury 250.
Yeah, nice. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
I'm actually one of Lexi's sponsors.
Yeah, I wish. So, if they are, they just send us over a motor.
Please. Pro XX.
Hell
yeah, if I say you said it wrong. But,
nice show.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Show. But, no, that's a joke. You know, but that's at a, you know, 60 or something place, whatever. What was it again?
65th, yeah.
Okay, well, that's pretty good. I mean, out of 400 plus boats, that's a lot of boats. I can't get over 400 boats to be on there. So that's a lot of high school. I mean, they're from everywhere.
Mm-hmm, from all over the world. There was a team from, actually, there was a few teams from Africa there.
Oh, really?
This year, yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's cool.
It was interesting, yeah.
That's crazy.
Dang, I mean, I wonder how they did their boat.
They, actually, one team was in 10th place. They really? Placed 10th place, yeah.
Dang.
It was interesting.
I mean, so that's funny. They're from Africa. I wonder how they got their, did they just borrow a boat over here?
They got someone that lives in Wisconsin to boat captain them.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. So, cause you get, I forget you have to have a captain. So, mm-hmm. But you got to have that next year?
No, it's just me and my partner next year.
You and your partner. Who's your partner?
It's okay. It's like difficult or different because every tournament is like different.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah. So they're like wanting to like put someone that's been experienced for 2 years with it to be with a freshman.
Okay.
If that makes sense. So
I gotcha. Now what are you going to school for?
Marketing. Okay. Business.
Nice. That'd be good.
Mm-hmm. Leads me into an actual, and I got another question. Do you want to do something in the fishing like industry?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, do women fish? Has there ever been a woman fish the Bassmaster Classic? No.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so. No.
You could be the first.
You could be the first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do it.
You should do it. You got the boat for it.
Yeah. So,
I'm trying to see. I'm trying to go through my question. Actually, going through questions kind of sucks.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard to do.
Yeah, it is.
So, you got any ones you want to ask? But, well, I mean, that'd be cool though, to fish the Bassmasters.
Mm-hmm. That would be really cool.
The first woman. I mean, you'd make history.
Yeah, I would make history.
Do it. What's your favorite bait to throw?
Shaky head or dirt bait.
Okay.
Or any top water right now in the mornings at least, or at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love top waters. I hardly ever fish it, but I do love a top. Who don't like a top water?
Yeah.
Top
waters are fun.
Mainly because I don't know how to.
She's not very. loves fishing, but she don't want to try anything else.
I'm too scared.
Shaky head, Kytex. What?
Fluke.
That's kind of a top water, though.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'll take it.
So, it is a top water.
I mean, she likes Kytex so much, we have to use Kytex worms for her shaky head.
Oh, they're the best. I'm telling you, I'm getting a Kytex tattoo.
We bought them out. We bought like 75 bags one time. It was 75 bags off Kytex website.
We have stickers. It's on our trailer. At least
we buy so much from them, they send us a bunch of stickers.
Yeah.
Like, they send me stuff for free.
Mm-hmm. We bought one of the little ones. You got a giant one. All kinds of stuff. Yeah, I got a
carpet decal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, you know what? We should put that right here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
On the table.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Kytex. So, but now, what's the other question you had?
Let me think.
Now, wait. There are disadvantages to a Kytex, but only one.
They tear so easy.
They tear so easy.
Yeah, it's like one fish bait.
Yes. Haley, do you have like a memorable, is that how you say it? memorable catch or like fishing, anytime fishing? What's your most best fishing memory you have?
Yeah, you fall off the boat, something funny. Yeah. That's what I want to hear.
It's just catching that 8-10.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good thing to remember.
Yeah.
So, what'd you catch it on?
Swim bait. Okay. Kytex, actually.
Was it really?
I'm telling you.
Sorry about it. But, now, what's yours, though?
My most memorable?
Yeah.
Okay, I know one that's funny, and it wasn't even me catching the fish. And I remember that I got the net one time to get your fish, and you hit me in the head with the fishing rod, and my glasses
fell in the water.
And I just reached in. And I didn't catch them.
I remember it was cold and you had your hoodie. You reached your arm all the way in the water to get them.
To catch
your glasses. I do remember that. What about you?
I was thinking of what I would say when you asked me this.
What did you think about?
I don't know, dude. Shoot. I don't know. What's yours?
I'll tell you. This is back when I first started. This one just came to me, so that's what I'm going to go with. Mm. Back when I first started, actually, I got two. I bought this one luge rod and reel combo. I was like, oh, this is the best one I've ever had at that time. And I caught this little bass. He was 13-inch, okay? And I flipped him in the boat, and he landed in the floor. He came off the hook, landed in the floor, and I stepped down. He flopped under my foot. This is wintertime, okay? Water temperature is 43 degrees. I remember this. And he flopped under my foot, and I fell out of the boat. I like tried not to step on it, and I fell out of the boat. Lost my rod and everything. Yeah, the lose is gone.
Oh, it's gone.
So it was gone. I didn't get it back, and I should have stepped on that fish. So I really should have. So
actually, I know what I
okay.
I know
what you is. Got?
One time, I think this was either last year or the year before. We were bed fishing, and it was during tournament, and. But
so you're one of those guys.
Yeah, I was one of those guys. But so this fish,
disappeared.
This fish, it was huge, and me and my partner, we were casting at it left and right, dude. Couldn't get nothing to happen. So like, I'm done with this. I put my shaky head rod down, and that's what I was just throwing it around. I put it down over there.
Yeah,
and it just so happens it was like right where the bedfish was, and no joke, I was fishing with something else, and we were just kind of. Doing something there, and then that rod just like falls out the boat, and I reach in, I grab the rod, and it was that fish that we were trying to catch. It was that fish we were trying to catch.
Well, how big was it?
We won the tournament and big fish with it.
Oh, really?
I think it was like 5 pounds, maybe. It was a largemouth.
Oh, dang! Nice.
And but we won the tournament and won big fish.
What tournament was that?
Your tournament.
Oh,
yeah, it's one of yours.
Dang! Well, awesome. Yeah. Is that the only tournament you won?
No, I won't.
That was it.
No. I'm trying to think of. I'm just debating on which tournament is which. Yeah, I placed in a couple. I mean, a good bit of tournaments.
I got you.
First place wins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think I've won two of yours, and one over at the blockhouse.
Okay,
but that's for first place. But I've placed it a couple of times.
Yeah,
here and there.
What about you, Haley?
In your tournaments?
Or no, we know you did in my tournaments.
Oh,
wait a minute. In the small fish tournament, what did you get?
I got third.
Third place. Huh? Okay. What did third place pay that day?
It was 170.
Well, that's not bad for three little tiny fish.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
But because you haven't fished any of my other tournaments, have you? Yeah,
that's the first one.
Yeah. You really should do it more.
Yeah.
Now she's going to be 3 hours away.
Yeah.
That's okay.
It'd be worth the drive.
It would. I feel like we put on a quality tournament. Mm-hmm. I feel like we do. And you didn't get experience all of it because we couldn't use all the stuff for the small fish. The printer don't work for the small fish. The screen doesn't work for the small fish. None of that stuff locks for us to do it all, so we couldn't do it.
Yeah, it's got to be a pound for it to register and print.
I really was kind of surprised that people were coming up there with 3 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I really was. I was like, yeah, mm-hmm.
I was totally the opposite.
I knew that first tournament was going to get people. They weren't going to understand it. I knew that some of them did, and most didn't, I would say.
You think so? You did.
You figured it out. Yeah. What'd you catch yours on?
Jerkbait.
A jerkbait?
Yes.
What the heck?
The jerkbait was bigger than the fish.
Oh my gosh.
So you're just hooking them pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And you had 0.19. Is that right? For your total of 3 fish.
That's my partner that I fished that tournament with, he caught 2 on the same jerkbait. And yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought of that. No. Do you use like a jerkbait? You know, they have those like trot magnet ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe one of those.
I took everything bass out of my boat. No bass tackled on the bass rods. It was all crappy stuff. Every bit of it. Yeah. So that's all I brought. And the next time I brought. Well, I felt like I was getting hit a lot, but the hook was too big for the ones I wanted to catch. So I went and bought, me and him went to Country Sportsman and bought the smallest rooster tails they make.
So. I didn't even catch a bass that day, that second tournament. Yeah. I came in that thing. I was like, all right, I went and bought crappy stuff. I went and bought jigs, rods, everything. I was like, all right, I'm doing this thing. I figured it out, you know? And I didn't catch a single bass.
He was swimming.
Oh, yeah, you were swimming.
It was pretty hot. I was getting frustrated, so I took a dip.
He just took a dip. That's
funny. Yeah, we came back from that 0.11. That's crazy, 0.11.
Carl, remember that tournament that you wouldn't? You said I had to get the fishing by myself, and I pulled the
dog.
I pulled it like this.
What? Hang on. What'd you do?
Remember you said that I had to net my own fish, and that I got the fish there, and I grabbed the line. I wouldn't grab the fish's mouth.
Oh, yeah. She wouldn't touch the fish for the longest time.
No, but this was after I touched the fish. Oh, remember that? Yes.
I don't remember this one. I don't remember this one.
I remember it.
I lost at the boat, and you're like, that was a tournament.
Oh, wait. Yeah, okay. I do remember that. Yeah. I don't know why you did that.
I was like, the fish was at the boat, and instead of just like boat flipping it or just getting the fish like by the mouth, I just kept grabbing the line.
She did.
I don't know what I was pulling the line in.
She did lose that fish.
Oh, I did.
I was like,
well,
that was a 2.5 pounder
gone. I was so mad.
So I was like, I don't know what she was doing.
I don't know what I was doing either.
I just let her do her thing. You know? But
you can lead a horse to the water, but you can't make him drink.
No,
she wasn't drinking.
I'm still thirsty.
But I remember that. You know, what did you say? What your most memorable time was? What was it?
When you hit me in the head.
Oh yeah,
and my glasses fell off.
That was kind of funny.
Oh, it was.
But you got new glasses out of it.
I did.
So what? You got some pages now. You got an Instagram and everything.
Mm-hmm.
What's your Instagram?
My Instagram is Mills_Haley. And my TikTok is Haley Mills Fishing.
Okay. Well, we put it on there so people can check it out.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lexi, you got Instagram?
I sure do.
And what's that?
I think it's...
You think?
The Real Dot Lexi. That's what it is.
The Real Lexi. Real Dot Lexi.
Yeah.
Like R-E-E-L?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Colton?
All right. Colton W. Fishing. All platforms. And got another one. Fishing clips.
Twosies.
Yeah, me and Colton started this thing. All my stuff's Noe Outdoors.
Is it?
I got a new one. Fishing, Lure Legends. So, on TikTok. But me and Colton, he's going to start this page and just see, you know, just share this funny or whatever fishing videos and see how many,
YouTube and stuff.
Yeah, for TikTok and all that. And see how many views he can get on it. And he did pretty good. Mm-hmm. He had one video the other day. Got like, let's see where it's at,
Cole. Yeah, let's just see where we're at.
So, and I was like, you know what? Why don't you create an Urban
Decay? Well, oh, did you?
Yeah, I did. So I was like, well, hey, I'll create one also. And let's have a little competition. Mm-hmm. You know, the first one that has 2,500 views on a video, $20. And the first one to 100 followers, $10.
I lost $30.
He lost $30. But, okay, so what's your video? When did we start this thing? Let me look.
Last weekend.
Six days ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 6 days ago. And
how many followers you got?
Right now, I'm at 1,862.
Wow.
All right.
What are you at?
1,009.
Oh, but you moved up a lot.
You moved up a lot.
Now, what's your highest video? What's your most viewed video?
438.5K.
Nice.
I think, yeah.
I got one that's at 440,000. Mm-hmm. And I got one that's at 1.1 million.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, these are silly videos that we've seen already. Like, we've already seen these videos. Yeah. This video, they got 1.1 million views. It's got 30,000 likes on it. Wow. All right, 1,644 comments and 1,800 saves. And it's a video that was out like 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we just shared it out there. It was a boat crashing. That's all it was. And it got all these things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And at first, TikTok took it down. You know, they didn't like that. It said it was
against community guidelines.
Yeah, it was like unsafe something. Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I was trying to bring boater awareness. And they put it back up there.
Yeah, we were like, we disagree with this.
Yeah, well, I say, yeah, I strongly disagree with this. We were bringing a boater awareness.
I've gotten four of them so far. Like, community guidelines things.
Oh, no,
it's so easy. You had a video?
Have you? Yeah. Of me just like catching a fish and like him netting it.
And it was taken down.
Yeah, violating community guidelines.
God,
it's so weird.
Yeah,
mine got put back up.
Yours did?
Every one of them. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Just
you did you argue it?
No. I just left
it. See, I bet it's some kind of computer thing at first, and they see it, the computer sees it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing. I don't know any of that stuff.
Yeah. So. But I posted it again, and it stayed up. So.
Okay. How many views you got on it?
I think it was 400, maybe.
Okay.
Okay.
What's your most viewed? Like, what's Now, look, if I go over to my Noe Outdoor TikTok. That one right there is just one for fun. It's just got just videos. I'm going to see what it has. I don't think I have one that has that many.
I got a pretty high one on my fishing, on my name account.
Carl, one of your best ones was when you had to unload your boat by yourself.
Oh, yeah. That one did pretty good. You know, I had one that had a little over a million and they took it down. A million views and they took it down. And I didn't argue it then because I didn't know you could.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. I think I have one. Yeah, this one here's got 47,000. It's hard to get views on that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. I don't know how to do it. So maybe they're in this, when you go to school for marketing and all this stuff, are you going to do any kind of social media?
Yes.
So maybe they teach you how to do that.
You know what you should do, though? This is pretty smart. You should, like, learn how to edit in school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have classes and stuff for that. You should learn how to do that.
Mm-hmm. Like video editing.
Yeah,
stuff
I love
like
editing videos.
You like doing it?
Yes, really? I love doing it.
I'll send you over some.
That's Carl's least favorite.
That's how mainly all my TikToks are. It's just like edited like videos.
I need to go check them out.
Like
I didn't
short
see it.
YouTube clips, pretty much.
Yeah.
Mm.
Hey, you just have an Instagram, don't you?
Yeah, I don't have any TikTok.
Okay. Well, maybe one day you will.
Maybe.
Yeah, that won't be unloading the boat by myself. I mean, it's simple. I have a Minn Kota Chirova, and I just put it down and use my remote. I just back it off, remote over to the dock. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm. I had to work on my hook set before I could post a video.
Yeah, well, you probably want to see the ones before.
Oh,
it's kind of funny.
Oh, yeah. It was bad.
I'll post it on my Fishing Fails page.
There you go. I'll take a few.
On Fishing Clips.
Fishing Clips 2Zs.
Well, Haley, we appreciate you coming on tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it was fun. So, y'all go follow her. Go follow her on Instagram, TikTok. You got Facebook or anything? Like, for fishing?
Yeah, it's just Haley Mills.
Okay.
I just post fishing stuff in there, too.
Nice, okay. Next, you just got the Instagram. So. Mm-hmm. But other than that, heck, we appreciate you on. Lex, appreciate you getting on. It's your first time doing a podcast.
Yeah.
So, it was a great time, wasn't it, Colton?
Yeah, it was. It was pretty nice. We haven't been back in a while, or we haven't posted one.
I know. It's so hard to do. Yeah. And you can't see it on camera, but completely new studio.
I mean, I think you probably could tell from the camera.
You could tell with the table.
Oh, the table.
Yeah.
The walls,
yeah. Yeah. We did a lot of work down
There's
here.
There's a lot
we,
that happened.
I did a lot of work down here.
Yeah. Colton, me and him Colton did a lot of work down here.
Colton didn't show. Lexi did a lot of work down here, too. So
we got
new cameras, new lighting, everything. So it's pretty nice. But other than that, we appreciate you guys watching, and we're gonna be working on it. We're going to be having them every 2 weeks. We're going to be putting them out. So that's when we're going to do it. Every week right now in the summertime, we're too busy at work. So, but other than that, we appreciate you guys watching.